Hey, this is Dan Oslo of the Discovery Channel team back in the Tour de France at the finish line of Stage 5 in Montargis. So in the last time we spoke, Lance rolled to the start line in a Discovery Channel jersey, thinking he was going to wear that jersey, basically honoring the situation of not taking advantage of a rider who crashed in yellow, which of course happened to Dave Zabriskie yesterday. Lance rode through the first fictitious part of the stage, which basically was a kilometer or so until it hit kilometer zero, where the actual race begins. And it was at that point where Jean-Marie LeBlanc, the head of the Tour de France, stopped the peloton and had a very brief but frank discussion with Lance, basically saying, if you wear that jersey today, meaning the Discovery Channel jersey, you're not wearing any jersey tomorrow at all. So Lance took, you know, got the message clearly, and then at that point donned the yellow jersey and the race took off. The race basically unfolded as we expected. A breakaway went up the road. It actually included a rider who at one point was called the virtual leader of the race, meaning he had made up his deficit to Lance already during the race, plus had an advantage. But as we expected, and as these flat stages usually come down to play, the sprint teams got involved, and Quick Steps for Tom Boonen and Lotto for eventual winner Robbie McEwen took over at the front, saving us from doing all the work, and they took over the lion's share, brought the lead back, created another field sprint. It was another mass sprint to the line, a little dicey, lots of turns towards the end, especially a hard right-hand turn towards the finish, but thank gosh nothing bad happened, and the sprint took place as it was, and our guys finished in the main field as everyone else did, and again, it's one more day down, and we're no worse for the wear. In some ways, having the jersey this early in the race can hurt you in the long run, because you do have to kind of burn your matches to do all the work at front. It's not something that we're anxious to hold, but at the same point, you're leading the race. It is the most prestigious item of clothing in sports, so you don't give it up. It's just not the tradition of the sport. But at the same time, you don't want to waste too much energy, and Lance himself said after the race that he doesn't want to kill the rest of his teammates to let him ride around in yellow for the first week of the tour, when effectively the only time it's really necessary is on July 24th for the finish. So they'll do the necessary amount of work to hold the lead and see what happens, but if something goes up the road that's really not too dangerous for the long run, they may let it go. But normally on these flat days, there is this point of the race where the sprint teams take over. They get to the front, they eat the wind, and basically do all the work to bring back whatever's gone and set their guys up. And hopefully that'll happen over the next couple of days here, and that's a big advantage to us. We'll talk to you tomorrow for Stage 6 of the Tour. And for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.